Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Worldwide, 80% of the cattle population is infected or at risk of tick-borne illness. In the United States, ticks on livestock can cause devastating economic losses, more than $1.2 billion, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Even though it's still early in the year, I have already seen lots of ticks on animals and humans. The common species of ticks in Kansas are the American dog tick, the Lone Star tick, the black-legged tick, also known as deer tick, and the Gulf Coast tick. If you hear someone refer to seed ticks, they're referring to juveniles of one of those species. While the tiny immatures are difficult to spot, they haven't had as many hosts yet, so the chance of their harboring a disease is less. Historically, the way to control ticks and their disease is to use acaricides. Products are applied with a high-pressure sprayer, boron, or through dusts. Ear tags were originally designed to be used against ticks and are still very effective. Regrettably, many ticks are slowly becoming resistant to the commonly used pesticides, not to mention the unfortunate side effects of mammal and environmental toxicity and the killing of non-target organisms. Ticks need cover to prevent dehydration from heat, so field management provides another control option. Populations are reduced by eliminating the unattached ticks by destroying their habitat. Vegetation changes can be done by burning or clearing. A group of researchers at K-State University looked at tick populations under varying prescribed burn situations. Ticks were collected from pastures burned in either April, August, or September, and from a control, unburned pasture. Burning has been carried out for 4 consecutive years prior to this study. Tick populations were sampled every other week from March to August from each of the 4 pastures. Species, gender, and life stage were identified, and the total number for each of the burn treatments were calculated. The researchers found that strategically timing prescribed fire to target vulnerable periods in certain species' life cycle may be an added control opportunity, if you know what species you're dealing with. Over time, annual burning of grazing area will significantly reduce tick populations, especially if burned in the spring. Burning can offer an effective method for non-chemical tick control. Special attention will need to be given to wooded areas, as they act as sanctuaries. Prevent ticks from climbing on you by applying DEET to your skin or permethrin on your clothes and gear. Always follow chemical labels for proper recommended use. Light-colored clothing makes ticks easier to spot as they crawl on your arms or legs. Reducing tall vegetation around commonly traveled areas also reduces their habitat. Different species carry different disease risks, so it's best to promptly remove any ticks as soon as possible. To learn more about external pests, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.